Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to say, take this time to thank you for visiting with me today and allowing me to be a part of your busy life or relaxed life, however you want to see that. My name is Kevin Wilson, and what I am, what is this? This is my, the purpose of a gentleman podcast. This is the very first time I ever did anything of this nature, so it's going to be very, very interesting. And the reason for this podcast is that I've seen and I've experienced that a lot of our guy males out here really don't know exactly how to, you know, what it is in life that they are called to do. And you know, if the man doesn't know exactly what his purpose in life is, then how in the world can he lead a household? You know, and I found that out by hard. I found that out the hard way. Still learning, matter of fact. But the purpose of this is to really, really try to put some clarity or help bring some clarity to our young men, middle-aged men and older men's minds, that we need to find and discover who we are first before we even try to take steps into becoming a better person. You know, and before we even take steps to becoming financially stable or get into a relationship, we need to know who we are as an individual. And hopefully, ladies, you can find some very, very helpful tips in this as well, in finding that good guy, because I have a daughter and I definitely want her to find a man that's going to show her the love and respect that she deserves and cherishes her like she's supposed to be cherished. So this is the very first one. I'm not gonna go into really detail about the different steps and the process of the purpose of a gentleman, but I'm just gonna give you a little bit of my story. Was married for 12 years. It was a long road, and during that marriage, I really, really learned a lot about myself, and it's a lot of things in there that, you know, I could have did differently, and I didn't. I really, really just screwed a lot of stuff up, and you know, sometimes you don't realize what you screw up until it's all said and done, but, you know, it is what it is. I just hate that, you know, things went down the way it did, but, you know, I thank God at the same time for allowing me to now really, really understand that the way I was thinking wasn't really the way I supposed to have been thinking, and the things I did, I really shouldn't have been doing, but I was just so wrapped up into the mentality of, hey, I've got to be this big, bad, bold strength of a guy, when in reality, just being cool, calm, collective, doing what I need to do was all was needed. But again, that's the past, not sweating on it, not worrying about it, not trying to focus on that, you know, but being in a marriage really, really shows you who you truly are, you know. So this is, I felt like, with that experience, it allowed me to really, really sit back and just look at life and look at who I am as a man or as a male and try to reshape and recalibrate my mind in that I need to be better. You know, I need to figure out a way to stop being this one dimension, one side track of a guy, and really be more open and more tuned in to what life really is all about. What is my purpose for life? Because if I find my true purpose, then everything else falls in place. You know, I've been doing a lot of reading. That's one of the things. I've been doing a lot of reading, a lot of meditating, a lot of praying. So it's, you have to come to the realization of, you know, we look back and we see that a man take care of the house, do this, take care of the bills, you know, and try to be this big, bad, overall guy, which, you know, sometimes that's good. But in order to understand the true essence of a man, we have to dig deep inside and really look and discover our personal purpose here on this earth. Because if you don't know what your purpose is, then you're wasting your time. I'm going to be blunt honest. You're wasting your time. You're not going to really get to that point in life that you need to get to because you are so focused, so wrapped up, so distraught with trying to get this done, trying to make sure my family got money here and make sure I look good for this situation, make sure I'm doing this and trying to please everybody. To the end of the day, you live in a miserable life, plain and simple. So it comes to the point where you really, really just have to sit down and just really think for a minute. Like, hey, maybe I need to rethink my situation. Maybe I need to sit down and come to a complete understanding of, hey, I got to put, you know, my purpose in life first. And then once I have my purpose, I can take that and create a foundation. You know, so when I get ready to get in a committed relationship or get in a committed relationship, you got to have a foundation, especially if you are talking about growing together and building a family. So you have to be that foundation because the ladies going to look at that. Ladies definitely look at that. They take notice to certain things, certain aspects, and you have to be ready for all of that. Also, if you got kids, oh my gosh, if you got kids, your kids are looking up to you each and every day. Plain and simple. They're looking up to you. They idolize you. And if you don't have yourself together, then man, it's like a waste of time. So you definitely, definitely want to make sure that you have a solid foundation, that you have a purpose, that you have what is it that I have been called here for? Why did God create me in the beginning? That's the main question that everybody on this earth, not only males but females as well. Why did God create me? You know, He created billions of other people, but He singled me out and gave me life. So why do I have the life? You know, why do I have life? So we need to really, really figure out and get that understanding. And if we can get that understanding about why we're here, then man, life will be so much better. We fail to realize that life only goes as far as you let it go. Stress, worry, depression, it only goes as long, it only can go as far as you allow it to go. You have control over that. We look at it as, yeah, everybody, they saying this and saying that about me, or I need to do this, I need to do that. But in reality, you control that. That's between you and God at the end of the day. And you have to understand that. Definitely have to understand that those situations are between you and the one that created you, the manufacturer. And you have to look to Him. We can't turn to man for our answers. That's the thing about it. We turn to others so much, so many times to try to find answers. Well, hey, they're going through about as much as I am. So they can't give me answers. But you can always turn to God, and God can always give you those answers. So that's the reason for this podcast, is to really, really give some ideas. Like I'm not God, so all I can do is from the lessons I've learned and the things, experiences that I've been through, and the stuff I've read and meditated on. It just, I'm giving back, and that's what I want to do. I want to give back to the world. To give back to people that, you know, need it, people that don't need it, great, but it's good to share because you never know what's going on in a person's life. So this, like I said, that's the purpose for all of this, is to give back and to, you know, start life, you know, start a new life or start a whatever life is out there, start it, you know, get it going, get the ball rolling. And whatnot, because you only have one shot at this life. Don't screw it up because of he say, she say. Don't screw it up because of anger, hate, rage, frustration, depression. Don't screw your life up like that. Because at the end of the day, You the only one. You the one that has to deal with that. Nobody else. Because everybody else can just block you out. You the one that got to deal with those emotions, those feelings. So you got to know how to deal with all of that. If things don't go your way, hey, I understand. But gotta keep moving. Gotta keep moving. That's the whole purpose of life. It's to keep moving, to keep trusting, to keep having faith. So, again, this is the very first, I ain't gonna say episode, but just a little shout out of what I'm doing. I'll be on here every week, sometimes twice, maybe three times a week. I'll be doing videos as well, so you all get a chance to eventually see the guy behind the voice. But it's all about getting life together and doing the things that you need to do in this life. And in the comments, hey, hit me up, let me know. I'll be glad to talk with you. That's what I'm here for. I feel like a motivational speaker, inspirational speaker type deal. I want to be able to help. I want to let God flow through me and help people regain stuff and like regain their life, regain they love and their passion. And the ones that don't have it, hey, you know, help find that. You know, even though I can't give you your passion, I can't give you your love, you have to find that within you. But I can help you and guide you on that. So be on the lookout. Like I said, I got an Instagram page, I got a Pinterest account, YouTube. All of it is the purpose of a gentleman. All of it is that to one phrase. Also on my campsite website, it has links to all of those accounts, so check that out for me. But I want to thank you all for participating, you know, checking my very, very first podcast out, and hopefully get a chance to talk to you all more. And like I said, you have questions, anything, just feel free to let me know. But I want to say thank you, and you all have a great and blessed day.